You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. When news spread through the Blount County community of Townsend that two footbridges over the Little River had closed, residents were surprised and confused. Maintenance issues prompted the closures in late May, and for a while no one was sure whose job it was to get them fixed. While one of the bridges has since reopened, there are still some big questions about what happens next. WUOT's Baylor Spears reports.
The sounds of footsteps in Little River flowing make visiting the Dark Island Swinging Bridge in Townsend a unique experience. 3 months ago, Steve Hall noticed the footsteps had fallen silent, and boards and yellow caution tape closed off the entrance to the footbridge. That worried him.
You know, it's just part of the community. It's just kind of a neat place that's very consistent with the slowness of Townsend.
The Dark Island Bridge and a sister span in Kinzel Springs are two remaining symbols of Townsend's past. The bridges date back to at least the late 1960s, and it's said there were as many as seven at one point. The two current bridges were built in 1997 by the Blount County Highway Commission to replace bridges that were swept away by floods in 1994.
A lot of people that have lived in Townsend through multiple generations, most of them have a story of jumping off the bridge when they were young. I mean, it's illegal, but it's somewhat of a rite of passage to the locals.
After the Dark Island Bridge closed in late May, Hall started going to county commission meetings, asking for the bridge to be fixed and reopened. When a nearby road on the river's northern bank floods, which Hall says can happen three or four times a year, the Dark Island Bridge becomes residents' only access to the south bank. And when waters recede, locals use the bridge on a daily basis.
Every day there's people on both sides of the river that use this to walk their dogs, walk themselves, or to run, jog, or to use the bridge as an access to where they can walk their bike across.
There was confusion about whose responsibility it is to maintain and repair the Dark Island Bridge and its sister bridge downstream. Blount County Highway Superintendent Jeff Hedrick spent part of the summer looking for the answer. It's complicated. The southern foot of the Dark Island Bridge rests on Steve Hall's property. But who had jurisdiction over the bridges? No one was sure.
There was some grant money put into the swinging bridges that was obtained by Blount County, which possibly could imply that it was Blount County's. It's still unclear to me how the highway department was put in charge and overseeing upkeep and maintenance of swinging bridges.
The bridges are in County Commissioner Jeff Jopling's district. He says he understands the challenge Hedrick faced. Determining who is responsible for the bridges would not only get the spans reopened, it would also avoid legal problems, like liability.
Well, we want these bridges to stay. You know, if this is an issue of maintenance, it shouldn't cost the county that much money to fix a few boards. Well, the issue was not with the payment for the maintenance. The issue was making sure that those property owners were not liable if somebody got hurt.
What Hedrick needed to figure out was whether or not the county had right-of-ways or legal claim through the property.
So upon further digging, though, they found out that there were indeed rights-of-way that was on paper from 1,000 years ago, you know, saying that it was indeed the county's. Once they found it, had it in writing and all of that, they went ahead and did the repair work.
The Dark Island Bridge was repaired and reopened in late June. People are using it again, and some even resurrected an old tradition.
Those are love locks that the high schoolers come over here and they carve out their initials, AB plus RX, true love forever.
But Jeff Jopling says what is a symbol of love for these high schoolers is another potential problem the county will have to deal with.
You know, one lock is not an issue, 10 locks is not an issue, but once you get 100 locks or 200 locks or something on there, it really starts becoming a problem for the weight load of the bridge.
More issues have arisen with the footbridge in Kinzel Springs. Highway Superintendent Jeff Hedrick found out previous alterations to the span could complicate repair efforts.
We've implemented a drone program. They were actually able to fly the drones under that swinging bridge. It came to light that that bridge from the original construction had been modified. So that was a concern for me, knowing that it had been modified.
Hedrick and local leaders say they're committed to getting the Kinzel Springs Bridge reopened, but it's going to be at least a couple of weeks before repair work begins. Beyond that, responsibility for the upkeep in the future is still being determined. For the Dark Island Bridge, Commissioner Jeff Jopling says that means a lease agreement.
Right now, I know that it's the county's responsibility, but I think that the Highway Department is working with the City of Townsend to try to work out something to where maybe the City of Townsend leases that bridge and then pays for the maintenance moving forward.
Hedrick says that agreement will become public in the next 30 to 60 days. The Kinzel Springs Bridge will remain the county's responsibility for the foreseeable future. While long-term plans are still being discussed, residents like Hall are just grateful to have the Dark Island Bridge open again.
We're so thankful, we're so happy when at the very first of the meeting, the first announcement was, if you're here to talk about the footbridge being closed, it's a moot point. We've made arrangements to fix it up and open it up. We were thrilled, really.
For WUOT News, I'm Baylor Spears.